Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Looking to improve your diet in the new year? Try seeing a personal dietitian with Nourish. Nourish has hundreds of dietitians who specialize in a variety of health concerns, including weight loss, gut health, and more. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your personal dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right.
Hello.
Listen, think about this.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
I love it.
Alice at
97.3. Oh.
Without you. Without you. The Kid Laroi featuring Miley Cyrus. Good vibes and variety. Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's hump day.
Hump day?
Oh, thank you. Very nice.
The Bluetooth logo is Viking based.
Oh. Well, like runes or something?
I don't know. That's just the top of the text. 800-400-3697.
It's like the line with the little double K's on it.
I guess so. Yeah, nice. I don't know.
Backwards K's.
All right.
Can't picture it. Interesting.
It is based on a rune.
Oh.
Yeah, a bind rune. Two runes merged together.
Oh, a bind rune. Yeah. I see. Well, of course. That explains everything.
It represents the initials H and B for Harold Bluetooth.
Boom.
Oh, Harold Bluetooth.
We all learned something today. Turn your ringer off, for goodness sakes.
My bad. Sorry. Oh, you know what? I'll tell you. I'll tell you at nine.
Who's texting you?
Eddie Eft. I have a whole thing going on with him right now. Think trying to get him on the show because he's going through something that somebody else is going through. And he may be able to give us some insight, but we'll find out at nine, won't we? We'll find out. Here's a tease.
What are you talking about?
Going to do some Outside Lands tickets right now. Well, there's a story about someone who's got something going on. And I'm like, I think Eddie Eft had that. So I texted him. And he said, yeah, I did. And I'm like, why don't you come on the air with us at nine? And I haven't heard back from him yet, although I might adjust.
Why does our producer have the same face I do?
Because yeah, I was gonna surprise you guys with this. I was gonna surprise you with it.
Okay.
But then my thing started dinging away, and I was like, that can be Eddie Eft. But I'm not gonna look because I'm on the air. And I never do anything inappropriate on the air.
Right.
Outside Lands tickets. Right now is your chance to go to Outside Lands by texting the code word summertime, S-U-M-M-E-R-T-I-M-E, to our contest line 20357. Text the word summertime, and you'll be in the running for a pair of three-day general admission festival passes. All 3 days, Outside Lands. Hozier, Gracie Abrams, Doja Cat. Seems silly just to say three names. There's 100 names on the list of people. Go to sfoutsidelands.com, and you can see the whole, all the info that you could ever want. August 8th through the 10th, Golden Gate Park. This hour's code word right now is summertime. Text it to our contest line, 20357, and you are in the running. More tickets today coming up at 12:05, and then three times in Jane's show, 4, 5, and 6:05 p.m. So if you want to check out Outside Lands, you're at the right place. We're Outside Lands Central. It's amazing. Okay, it's time to play a game. It's time to play a game. You want to play a little game here? Yeah. By the way, this morning, so we had two games to play, and then we'll have a final game at the end of the day. Maddie, you did get a bonus point for winning the last game, which was Wink or Wonk. Was it a Wink Martindale game or Wonk and it wasn't it?
It was good.
This one's called Belichick or Bull? Borishnikov. Belichick or Bull? Chick.
Okay,
works,
this
right?
sounds yeah no that sounds great. Right, let's right. let's keep our hand near that button.
Yeah, let's just say Bull.
Okay, Bill or Bull.
There you go.
All right, how's
Bill
that?
Or Bull. That much better, much more comfortable.
It starts yeah, with a story, and the story is, and it's dumb, but he's
it's
got
a
this
story as old as time.
It's
everyone.
Not. It's actually not as old as time. This is like a dumb story out of left field. But you know what? We can thank Taylor Swift for it, and here's why.
Okay.
You know, Taylor Swift is reclaiming all her old music by re-recording everything and then putting Taylor's version as though the other version wasn't Taylor's version because it was. Then she puts Taylor's version.
She wants that money.
She wants it. So this is he's trying to reclaim his classic catchphrases. Apparently, the New England Patriots own a bunch of phrases that Bill Belichick is famous for. Now, the New England Patriots is a football team. They're from New England. Bill Belichick. For many, many years, through many, many championships, and the whole Tom Brady thing, he was the coach. He's not anymore. Now, he's dating Jordan Hudson, a hot little 25-year-old, 24-year-old, maybe. And she was like, you should get ownership of your catchphrases. Those are important, and they're a part of who you are, Billy. Let's do this.
Billy.
Bella, bella, bella. So, she's trying to get him to trademark them, but with the phrase, Bill's version.
Oh, because Kraft already got them. Is
apparently,
that what's happening here?
The Patriots own all these catchphrases that he would use.
They went out and put, right. And he probably thought, well, I'm never leaving here. Of course you can get those on my behalf.
So I'm thinking to myself, I know a couple of his catchphrases.
Do your job.
There's one of them. Well done. In fact, Vinny, you just got a point for that one.
That's not right.
No, that's right. That's how this works. There are no rules. Okay. Here's the next one. Ready? So you just tell me, Bill or Bull?
Got Bull on his game already.
How dare you? This is going to be a fun game. You're going to like it. And Bob's playing too. But good job on the first point there.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. Ignore the noise. Bill or Bull?
Bill.
Bill.
Bull.
It's Bill. That's a real one. Don't celebrate, just dominate. Bill or Bull?
Bill.
I'm going to say that's Bull.
I'm going to go with Bill.
It is Bull. But it does feel very Patriots because he's a very much like don't celebrate.
No nonsense.
That's right. No days off. Bill or Bull?
Oh, that's Bill.
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 That is Bill. You're on the board, Bob, finally. Way to show up. We're not here to make friends. Bill or Bull?
Bull.
Yeah, I'm going to say Bull as well.
We're not here to make friends.
Bill.
It's Bull. We'll worry about next week. Next week. Is that Bill or Bull?
Bill.
The sentiment I get, the wording I don't.
We'll worry about next week. Next week.
He's known for being in press conferences and just saying, you know.
We'll worry about next week. Next week. Bill or Bull? You said Bill, right?
I'm going to say Bill, too.
I'm going to say Bull.
It's Bill.
Oh, it is.
He said it. Stats are for losers.
Bull.
Yeah, I got to go Bull on that, too.
Yeah, I got to go Bull on that,
sorry,
too.
That's a real one.
Oh, wow.
Sorry, he really did say that. Be early, hit hard, say nothing. Bill or Bull?
Bill.
Say it again.
Be early, hit hard, say nothing. Bill or Bull? Bill Belichick or Bull?
Well, all that is stuff he would say, but did he say that?
Be early, hit hard, say nothing.
I'm going to say that's Bull.
Bill.
You said Bull.
I said Bull.
You said Bill. And you said Bill.
Yes.
It's Bull. That's a point for Vinny. God. Here's the last one. I'm not on Snapface or InstaChat.
That's Bill.
Bill.
That is Bill. Sorry, Maddie, you'd lost anyway.
415 wrote in one of his famous quotes, which is on to Cincinnati. That they're when they're at the press conference. That's his. Anything else you'd like to say about? We're Cincinnati. On to Cincinnati. Like he's
worry
just,
about Cincinnati, and when we're in
we're
Cincinnati,
moving it, we're going like that's where we're headed. We're not talking about the game. We just killed those guys. There's nothing to talk about.
All right, Vinny and Maddie will go. You'll be at a disadvantage, Bob, when we do the third game of the day, which is the hardest game of the day.
By the way, 408
game writing opinion, yeah,
has written in, and they deserve to be heard. 408 says, Vinny, Taylor doesn't want that money. She's claiming her art. She created it, and she should own it.
And so should Bill Belichick. Or something. I don't know. Maybe.
She's not going to keep the money then. Okay.
No, she's going to give it all to charity.
Right.
Give it all to charity.
Right.
Let's see here. I thought this was fun because as a person who recently discovered the supermarket, scanning your own groceries is the way.
It depends.
What does it depend on?
Well, you're really not supposed to bring an entire cart full of groceries through the self-checkout.
Oh, is that so?
That is so.
I did not know that.
I didn't know. I do that sometimes.
A whole cart?
Yeah.
Oh,
because I'm fast.
Okay. Listen, you also believe very strongly about putting your cart back, no matter what.
That is true.
So there's different, you know.
He's got supermarket etiquette down.
Different etiquette, different criteria. I will only go through the self-check with under 10 items.
Oh.
And if I've got
to. They actually have a sign that says this is, you know, just if you have a few quick things you want to check out with.
If they did, I wouldn't do it. Mm. I'm a rule follower at the supermarket. Yeah. We say return your carts, you return your carts.
What I didn't know was that you can't go through with liquor.
Oh,
so
yeah.
So that was a problem. That was only
ask
the first
your
time.
Idea.
Yeah.
ID, sorry.
Yeah. Well, they just said no.
No, you
to
can't
me.
Do self-checkout with alcohol at all.
They just told me
you
no.
Can't?
Not at all.
Maybe some places you can.
I feel like I heard someone,
nowhere.
You know, like it sets off a light and then someone comes and checks the ID.
Everywhere, every store. Yeah, that's the policy.
Oh. Well, I don't buy alcohol.
Well,
I
was
know.
Too. Yeah, I was told, no, you're in the wrong. And then I look over. I'm like, look at all that freaking gigantic line. Do I really need this bottle of vodka? I do. I guess I'll go rid of it. So, yeah, I know. So anyway, now I don't have that many things. That's the nice thing, I guess, about being able to stop on your way home. You just pick up the things that your husband tells you that you need. And then you go, all right, well, none of those are liquor. I'm going through the self-checkout. So Sam Neill, I guess if I say Jurassic Park, like that's the thing I kind of know. Wasn't he in the first couple Jurassic Parks, Sam Neill? Like what else do people know Sam Neill from? He's been in everything. He's like one of those guys that's just been in all the shows, movies.
So he's been Jurassic Park, also Event Horizon. Let's see here. Hunt for Red October.
Oh, okay. That's
yeah. Yes, that was that's a movie I've watched a lot.
Yeah. So Sam Neill is, he's on record. I'm not scared of my own groceries. Call me old school. I don't give a... All right. Jeez. So mad about it.
He's not scared of his own groceries.
I'm not scanning my own groceries.
Oh, not
scanning. No, scanning. Did I just blur it out?
I don't know.
Slur it out of my face. I obviously could not go. I had liquor with me, so I had to go through the regular checkout.
I'm not scanning. Okay. Well, that's certainly one way to, you know, you can draw lines anywhere you
He's
want.
He's loud and clear about this.
Yeah.
He says, I know my take might ruffle some feathers.
Uh-oh.
But he says in an Instagram
He's
video.
He's doing hot takes on Instagram videos. Go Sam.
Yeah. He wants to go viral maybe. He says, I just want real humans to help me out because I want to protect their employment.
I'm with him.
So are we all going to collectively boycott the self-checkout then?
No, not entirely.
Right. Sam breaks it down. He says, using self-checkouts feels like robbing someone of a job. And he fears that robots will take over the world. So that's a common fear these days.
I can see why stores would not want to do it because apparently people think they can take things.
Yes.
When they
Sarah's
do self-checkout,
friend.
They just steal something.
Like, ha ha ha, I'm going to steal something.
I don't need this candy bar and I'm rich, but I'm going to steal it anyway.
Right.
I mean, there's all kinds.
Really questionable. Makes you sort of reevaluate people.
Does it?
I think she's listening right now, actually. She's so bummed she said anything. But you know who she said it in front of? That guy. It's not my fault.
Yeah.
Oh, you're the one that told us that story?
Yeah, because she's told... I would have never sold her out.
Oh.
Because...
I was shocked when I heard it.
Because you never sell anybody out.
Well,
I
will say that when we have gatherings of friends, and especially if there's even a few people that I don't know, I'm always like, there are no pictures, no videos.
Bob
don't
needs
post,
to...
Don't tag me in anything. Don't post anything.
Bob's new and doesn't know the story.
You tell it because I don't want to tell it.
We were at a party at Sarah's house, and one of her friends was talking about going to Target, and she goes, well, you know, I always, you know, we always still like one thing when we're going through self-checkout. And everyone stops and
the whole
one of
party
us asks,
grinds to a halt.
What do you mean? And she goes, yeah, every time I go to Target, I don't scan something. And sometimes it's something I don't even want.
And then I saw who was there and listening and went, you shouldn't have said that. You shouldn't. Do you know that Maddie?
I mean, everybody else is going to get drunk and forget. Not me.
Maddie's on the show. Yeah, I literally never. And I even went on to forget it. And then we came on, I think that might have been New Year's.
It's all I could think about.
No.
It did stop the party. Like, everybody was like, what?
Well, we all had questions. Like, why would you do that? You're rich.
Because we were talking about, I think she had bought all the shrimp. And somehow it came up, like, did you pay for the shrimp?
Oh.
And she did pay for the shrimp. Yeah. She's like, oh, I wouldn't do something.
I didn't pay for the ketchup. I put the ketchup
right
in there.
The cocktail sauce. Forget about it.
Right.
408 rule follower says, there is a limit on self-checkout. It's state law. It's like 10 or 15 things, and they have signs in the store.
Well, I never have more than 15 things. I'm a single dude.
Well, you said you had a big cart.
Yeah, maybe. All right. I broke a rule. All right.
I will say, though,
whip me.
Because of that, of the self-checkout, it does seem like the log jam at the checkout registers is less. I can almost always walk right up to a self-checkout machine. Can't wait to not have to do that anymore.
Relax.
So hard.
Yeah, it's no big deal.
Just
and John's
want to get home
down.
To my hot tub.
You're a man down at the house.
You don't realize how much you need someone until they can't do any of the damn things they were to take out the garbage this week.
He needed to play that game. They needed him.
You're right.
And they won, so it was worth it.
They did win, right?
I actually don't know the answer to that.
How could you not know?
You don't really care about what he does in his with his friends.
He gave up his health for his boys, and you don't know if they won?
Yeah, I don't know. And I didn't bother to ask because I was so mad that I was going to have to do all this extra stuff. God, I hate that.
I'm worried about you, but really, let's worry about me.
Mm-hmm. Well said. Let's see here. You know, you websites and all your ads covering every part of the thing. Let me just tell you what I read one time in this story that I can't see any of the words on. Uma Thurman is talking about rinsing out Ziploc bags. And it's acting like that's not something that people do. Like,
people do it.
And we all should do it.
I try to do it.
Yes.
Whenever I can. I'm not carrying.
If it's super gross, I'm not doing it.
I used to bring a peanut butter and jelly to work every day. And yes. I would put it in a Ziploc. And I would try to reuse that until I couldn't reuse it.
Right. And you can tell one when the sandwich itself is jammed in and stuck in there by the 3-day-old jelly that has now glued itself
yes,
to the
exactly
side.
Right.
But you could take it home and rinse it out. I've seen people with those racks. Like, that's an attractive thing to have in your kitchen is one of those racks with the spindles. And then you do your bags and you flip them inside out and then you pull them onto the thing. And it just looks like a big, like a almost like a laundry line full of plastic bags just hanging out in your kitchen. It's a great look. People love that. So, you know, I can see why everyone's so into it. But you should try to reuse at least once. You can't always. But she's saying
Thurman.
It. So Uma's doing this, and it's interesting because, like, good? Yay?
Yeah.
It's great. But she says it as though, you know, she's the only person who's
Christina
doing it.
Bought me one of those. It's almost like a gel. It's a reusable Ziploc.
Uh-huh.
And it's a kind of a rubbery.
I know what you're going to say.
It doesn't open up wide enough.
Yep.
And I'd always be like trying to get my sandwich in there. And every single time the sandwich was mangled, it was in a reusable package. But it also would, when it was time to take it out, was just a disaster.
I feel like you and I got those. Maybe you saw me bring them in and went, oh, you're not going to like those or something like they're. I can't remember. I thought we had them at the same time, though. We were both just like, these are useless.
They're not.
Like, make them 4 times bigger. So
we need
I can
a bigger
get
hole.
It, a bigger hole, bigger everything. And then I'll just go and suck the air out of it to smallify mm-hmm. it. Because, damn, I really want to. I feel so bad using single-use plastic like that. By the way, I was saying a couple weeks ago about those plackers, which I use instead of regular floss. I use
yes.
these little they're little single use plastic things, but my son bought the oat. They're like oat bran or wheat bran or something.
Some compostable.
Yes, they're made out of wood. I don't know about the piece of floss that's in there. because that does seem sort of plasticky. But apparently there are options for that. Just one little single-use plastic that you maybe can. You got it at Good Earth. I don't have it in front of me.
Good job. Yeah, right.
Yeah, it was Berkeley.
Oh, good job, Berkeley.
So the reason that...
First-class seats for you next time
around.
As soon
as you earn them, I mean, you know.
He's earning them. What are you talking about?
No, he's not. He's going to grad school now. He's the opposite of earning things right now.
Well, more school's always good.
Yes.
Let's never leave school.
Let's always be in school. Because that definitely doesn't cost a ton of money. So Uma is talking about this because she is the narrator for a four-part PBS docuseries called The Future of Nature. It's been running. The final installment is tonight. And it's the one about people. There was a, I think this fourth one is The Amazing Adventure Around the World to See How Different People in Different Cultures Are Making Positive Moves. It teaches you incredible stuff, she said, of the series. So there you go. She said, we are in a bubble and we're doing our part. So good for her. Thank you, Uma Thurman, for rinsing out and reusing your bags. Oh, I thought this was fun. You know, whenever I hear about an actor or actress like doing their own stunts, I always think about Tom Cruise. Like he, you know, just is decidedly anti someone filling in for him, I guess. And Florence Pugh, who's kind of hot these days, like she's getting a lot of roles. She's a cute girl. And she is in a Marvel movie where it's Thunderbolts.
Yeah, that's the newest one.
Okay,
the
so
ads
is this about
are
to come
everywhere
okay.
right now. Every and it stars Florence, but also the guy, the guy from Stranger Things, the sheriff.
Oh, Hopper.
Hopper!
Yeah. Funny. Isn't Florence, is this possible that this is off of the Black Widow?
Yeah.
Okay,
exactly
so
right.
She plays, like, she's like the sister and he's the dad or
yes,
something?
Exactly.
Okay, all right, I'm following now. I'm
who's
just
telling this story?
I'm not sure. It ain't me, I'll tell you that.
By
it might
way,
be Variety.
David Harper.
You mean, you know, Detective Hopper? Is he a detective?
Sheriff.
Sheriff Harper.
Hopper.
But his name in real life is?
David Harbour.
Oh, boy.
Florence Pugh says Marvel didn't want her to jump off the world's second tallest building because of insurance. And then she went crazy to be the one to do it. Like, they were like, nope, we've got somebody that's in the insurance. She was like, it'll be incredible. I'll be able to tell the story when we do the press tour. I want to do it. Let me do it. And apparently it went back and forth for a long time. And in the end, they wound up under duress letting her do it. Wow. So now she's able to tell the story. She said she actually was so filled with adrenaline that right after they got the stunt done and she did the thing and she jumps off of this building, right after that she like just laid down and fell asleep. Like, and out. She was just out. She was so overwhelmed by what she'd done. Isn't that crazy? She said
that is crazy because usually adrenaline would be the opposite.
Yeah, she burned it out and then she just, that was it. She had nothing left. She poured it all in and as soon as she gets down there, she's like, okay. She said, I don't mind heights. I love them. It was a whole different ball game, completely insane. The mental control I had to do that day was its own superpower. She said, I fell asleep for 3 hours right after I did the stunt because my brain just went down.
Wow.
Crazy, right? So this, Tom Cruise climbed the Burj Khalifa in Dubai. This one is in like Malaysia, I think. Let me see if I can.
Is that what they're saying? He climbed it? They shot on it. And I remember the one shot that's crazy, the craziest shot is him sitting on a seat on the spire.
Right.
Yes. And he's above it all.
I don't know where he climbed from. I doubt he
but
scaled
the whole
thing.
But I feel like that was a helicopter drop, not a...
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't
they
think he
say
climbed
he climbed
to
it on, in this, but you're right.
The footage, I mean, though, of him doing the stunts, they're climbing around that tower for
the
sure.
The Burj Khalifa is what he climbed.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
So she climbed the Merdeka 118. In Kuala Lumpur, which is, and then it's so Malaysia. It's 2,722 feet tall. And she said she loves heights, and I wanted to be the one to jump off. I wanted to do this.
That's cool.
Yeah, I know. It is cool. So when you see it, if you see it, you probably watch that, right? Eventually.
I wouldn't go to the movie theaters, but I will see it. And if
you are the guy I know who did all the Marvel movies.
I did them all. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Many. Well, and I also feel like they ruined the franchise because they ended everything.
Well, they haven't, though. Don't worry. There's a bunch of them in the pipeline.
They would have been far better off to keep the stories separate and let those threads run their own line rather than getting everything mixed together and having people die.
Yeah.
Dumb.
Don't kill off your stars. But they
dummy
were like,
heads.
We'll take a couple year break and then we'll just cast all new younger people and do all these movies over again. The kids are going to love it. It'll be great. All right. What you got coming up?
So much stuff, including the best cities in America for honeymoons and more after these.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max 1 offer per account.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
What?
Wake up!
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
Doodle, 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 doodle. It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Listen live, win contest, and get our full show podcast. It's all happening at RadioAlice.com.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by ATCO Pest Control. Protect your home with ATCO Pest Control. Termites silently destroy your home. ATCO Pest Control stops them with expert treatment. Visit ATCO Pest Control. That's A-T-C-O, pestcontrol.com today. Mention Sarah and Vinny and get 10% off any termite treatment.
Sweet.
Tell them your friend sent you.
Yeah. Hi, Sarah and Vinny told me I should call you. Oh, really? That's great. It means you get 10% off. Oh, that's so sweet.
Protect your biggest investment, ATCO Pest Control, stopping termites before they start. We've got some morning clouds with partial clearing later today.
All right. I can live with that.
Uh-huh. Here's what's happening. This story is a warning to you all.
Oh.
Very important stuff. Sarah, pay attention.
I'm ready, Vinny. Warn me.
There's a scam out there right now where when you go to a prostitute and you make a deal and then you take her to a hotel room. This is what happened to a guy. This is true. This is a true story. Police said the victim hired a sex worker and paid the woman inside the room at the Holiday Motel on MacArthur Boulevard in Oakland.
Oh, there on MacArthur Boulevard.
Yeah. Huh. At some point during their interactions, the woman said, I would like to use the ladies' room. I'll be back. Right. They say that she then made a phone call from the bathroom. And when she emerged, she became irate and yelled at the man, get out. And the guy was like, but
we've not completed the transaction.
But he said, okay, I'm out of here. And he walked out to two men who robbed him.
Oh,
so be careful out there. This is a scam that seems to be out there going on in the world. The old
hooker throws you out of your own room to be robbed by two dudes in the hallway scam. That is a tough one, Vin.
So she got her payment. They stole theirs, stuff from him. And then there's him calling the police saying, and he did call the police and conveniently left out exactly why he was in the room with the lady.
Just to talk. What? We're consenting adults.
The man,
she has to borrow some money. What? I didn't know what else to say.
The man reported the incident to police, but left out the part that he hired a prostitute.
Which should be legal.
Later,
probably
after
less
detectives
robberies.
Reviewed surveillance footage from the motel and conducted a follow-up interview, they realized what had gone down. So it's a setup. Be very careful out there.
Yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't do that
Try
at all.
Try to go to a reputable brothel.
I don't
and
know.
And then, you
I don't,
know, where
I
everyone's
can't
checked and safe sex workers. It's, you know, people should be able to do what they want. You can have sex for money if you're making a porn. So if everybody, if all these dudes are standing around filming you, you know, that's okay. But you can't do what you want with your own body. I'm talking about misogyny based at its base.
On the shoulder of the guy and saying, you can't do this. You just can't. You can't put yourself in this situation.
Yeah, dudes are horny. I'm not sure if you know about the horniness
thing. I know. What do you think? I'm not a dude.
It's a need that if it could be met without having to, you know, go to the underbelly of society, then everything would be fine. And it would be so much safer for women who need to do it or want to do it. It's a valid job. Why not?
All right. Be careful out there, everyone.
Please do. Please do be Yikes. Careful out there. It's a hard world out there for a lot of people.
A study found even if you don't work out, you can get the same health benefits by rushing through stuff all the time. I do believe in this now. I used to think to myself before I was busy with kids and a wife and the stuffs, all the things, the grocery shopping and the stuff where I'm like, am I surfing? I'm not surfing. I'm doing stuff.
Yes. I'm so busy.
You just have stuff. But I used to think people can get their exercise. They just need, now I'm like, oh, I would like to punch young me right in the mouth. I realize that's just not enough. Like, it does not work like that.
Just put your kid on your back and run. Go.
Well,
it's great exercise.
That might work, but I'm just saying, I mean, there I am, Mr. Judgy, you know, what? You can't just carve out 30 minutes? No, it turns out it's a lot harder than you think. But this could work. This is why people take the stairs. This is why so they say, if you got a vacuum, do it quickly.
And do it to music and dance a little bit.
That you can get the same health benefits as a workout if you rush through stuff.
Yeah, I do some leg lifts while I'm vacuuming, as in John's coming by the couch with the vacuum and I lift my legs up so we can get it underneath.
You're such a D.
Oh my God.
Thank you.
I'm glad that you are getting, you know.
I'm getting my exercise now.
Yeah, a little taste.
I'm glad you're getting to go to the store and all the stuff.
I don't like it. I don't know where anything is.
I like you being in the store when the kids show up, too. That really makes me happy.
Horrible. Horrible.
Do minor tasks briskly, and you'll see major health benefits that as if you were able to work out. And it is, just do what you can do.
Just keep get your heart rate going a little bit.
For some, it could keep you from having a heart attack, could lower your stroke risk as much by half. Like doing stuff to get your heart rate up. Speed vacuuming the rug, walking faster when you take out the trash. They found even 5 minutes of rushing per day makes a difference. The idea is to get your heart pumping. And you don't have to go to the gym in order to get it done. So this is where I think you can fit that in.
Right.
If you're a person out there who's like, are you kidding? I deal with the kids in the morning.
Yeah.
I deal with work all day. And then I deal with the kids when I get home.
Right.
Try this.
Well, the problem is that life does exhaust you. So while I was thinking to myself, well, you know, you can do squats. Like, well, you reach down and you pull something out of the dryer and you fold it. And then you reach out, you know, do a bunch of series of squats or whatever. And then I'm like, you know what, though? I'm so tired from having just cooked dinner in the other room there and figured. I'm talking about if you have kids.
Okay,
you know, hypothetically, if I was a person who actually like had things to do, you know, that kind of person. That you'd be so worn down by the troubles in your life.
You have taken a significant downgrade in the amount of exercise you're getting since you quit Pokemon, haven't you? Walking.
But then my sister got me a walker. Like, you can put your phone into this thing and it just waggles back and forth. And I was like, well, that solves all my walking problems.
What?
Yeah. So then it's like it's like a magnetic device. You put your phone in it and then you can, it'll, you know how it measures your your steps when you've got your phone just in your pocket. It tells you how many steps. This thing is just waggles, and then you pick it up and you're like, oh, I walked 16 kilometers. Fantastic. I got all my walking done.
So your sister gave you a device to cheat your phone.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. She had gotten one for Christmas, and she was like, this thing's the balls. And then she got me one. So
this thing's the balls.
Yeah.
That's what that's what moms in Florida say.
Yeah. I might have just put those words in her mouth, but although that seems wrong too, doesn't it?
It does.
This thing's badass. How's that? Oh, you're going to love this. You don't have to move anymore.
Yeah, but that doesn't.
What's the point?
The point is all these little animals, I guess, you know, just collect them.
Oh, so you have to.
On Pokemon.
But this is for Pokemon Go.
It's still Pokemon.
Oh, so it's not just a fake out your health app.
Oh, no. It also fakes out your health app. Like, it really did think that I was walking all those in place, apparently.
So I get it now. So instead of having to walk to look for Pokemon, you just hold a stick and it walks for you, basically.
You don't have to hold anything. You put it in the thing and then you walk away from your, and then you come back 2 hours later and it's walked 16 kilometers.
And there's more Pokemons for you to catch.
Yeah, well, I also had a catcher. So I would have a walker and a catcher. And then I would go through the things that my catcher had caught. It's one of the reasons I quit. I'm like, this is just too much.
You're cheating the game that you play for fun.
Just a collection game. Don't worry. It's like cheating, but not really.
Yeah, it's cheating.
There are no prizes. You don't get anything for having more stuff.
Then why try to win?
Because you're trying to find good stuff. You know, once in a while, it'd be like a shiny something. You'd be like, oh my God, I'm so lucky that my catcher caught that for me.
So you were cheating there at the end of your Pokemon
career.
Yeah, so
I gave
it
up.
And then you got a look in the mirror and went, I'm cheating at Pokemon. And said, I
No,
give.
That wasn't why. It was just, it became a thing where I just was doing too much with it. And I really did feel like I had, like, I don't know.
Too
I mean,
much.
I don't.
You just said you were cheating the thing.
No, it's not cheating if you don't care about it. I figure. I just have too much going on in my life to have Pokemon as well.
A lot of contradictions happening right now. I don't know what you're saying.
I mean, hi.
I can't get to the bottom of any of this.
Wow.
If you're getting married and you're in the middle of all the planning, like, well, you should be a lot farther along if you've got a summer wedding, but maybe, yeah, you should almost be set and ready to go. If you haven't planned your honeymoon yet, let's say you left that for last minute.
Mm.
Well, husband's not going to. What are you kidding?
Oh, John planned ours. It was a surprise. I think that happens,
you know what,
a lot.
John's a very special man.
He really is.
You really hit the.
I think that's actually a thing. Bob, you're going to get married. Is your future?
I don't hear
husband
her.
Bob.
Yes.
Oh, there you are.
Is he planning the honeymoon or are you planning the honeymoon?
We haven't gotten that far.
Oh.
Yeah, it's usually there's so much for the ceremony itself.
Do you even have a date?
We have a date.
Oh, there you go.
Is it this year?
No.
No. See?
I played
What's
our
the
honeymoon.
Rush?
You did?
Mm-hmm.
Good. Well, you are also a special man.
Yeah. Where did you go on your honeymoon?
We didn't. We did. We've had.
Oh, because you didn't plan it?
I guess. No, we didn't really have a honeymoon.
Mm.
But, you know, I mean, she got the wedding she wanted, and I was...
And you already had two kids.
Yeah.
Yeah. You did a baby moon, didn't you?
We did do a baby moon.
Yeah.
We went to Hawaii.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
For both kids, right?
I don't remember if we did it for the first kid. The second kid, though, for sure.
Mm.
I have a picture of her in Hawaii on the North Shore, right by Pipeline, with a belly... In her bikini,
sweet,
sitting on the beach. It's one of my favorite photos ever.
Oh,
it's pretty good. And now, when you start talking to your kid about their birth or their, mm-hmm. you're telling them about them. They were there, but they don't remember it.
And they're fascinated,
and they love to hear this stuff. So I'll show her a picture and be like, "You were there.
Yeah,
that's you and Mama right there."
Mm.
Oh, she's like, "Oh my God." It's so,
so cool.
Fun.
It's like I was at my mom's wedding, you know, my mom and dad's wedding.
Anyway, the honeymoon, back to that. The 15 best U.S. cities for domestic honeymoons.
You got to say San Francisco, right?
It's not in the top 10 or even in the top 15. I don't get it.
And I don't either. It's so lovely.
It's infuriating. Miami Beach was number one. Mm. Tahoe came in at two.
Oh, just anywhere in Tahoe.
I'm with that. Okay. Tahoe. It's beautiful.
It is. It's lovely.
Orlando, Florida came in at 3.
A lot of people go to the Disney World thing.
Napa.
Oh.
Comes in at number 4.
That's not too surprising.
Palm
beautiful.
Springs.
Oh.
If you,
you
I guess
spent
if
a lot of time in Palm Springs.
Have I know. I know it.
Yeah.
I know Palm Springs.
John is like dying to go to Palm Springs.
Why?
Golf. Frank Sinatra style houses.
No, it's well, it's hot. Mm. So if you're into that.
You got a then pool.
There's definitely
AC.
And there's also a big gay community.
Gay Mecca.
In Palm Springs. Yeah. Also, I mean, when I was young, I thought it was just for old people.
Mm.
Like a retirement home kind of thing.
Oh, like for old gay people?
No. I didn't know
just
anything about gay
period.
When I was young. I had no, I mean, until I got called that and then went,
what's that? I better look that up.
It doesn't sound like
happy.
A compliment.
I don't know. It's...
You're not being, you're saying that with a little too much spice.
Mm.
I'm feeling it. Better look that
and
up.
It's not happy. It's
right.
Weird.
Savannah, Georgia.
Oh, really?
Key West, Las Vegas, Monterey, California comes in at number 9.
Oh, all right.
But no San Francisco.
Mm.
Austin, Nashville, Asheville, North Carolina, Honolulu, Hawaii, Portland, Oregon, and Traverse City, Michigan. In at 15, no
a
San Francisco.
A place in Michigan?
A place in Michigan. I don't know.
Is above San Francisco for a honeymoon?
Traverse City. Does anybody know?
I think it's Traverse City.
That's where Traverse? I'm getting married.
You're getting married in Traverse. Is it Traverse City or Traverse?
Traverse City.
Okay. So what? Why?
Well, my fiance grew up going there in the summers.
Oh.
To northern Michigan. It's so beautiful.
So it's lake area.
Yes. It's on the Bay of Lake Michigan.
Okay.
And we're actually getting married in a town like 15 minutes away on a smaller lake. But northern Michigan is, there's no more beautiful place.
Kid Rock has a song about northern Michigan.
Mm-hmm. Summertime in northern Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
He says.
That's the name of the song?
No, he says that.
But is it all mosquitoes and stuff?
No.
Not too buggy?
No.
Have you been there?
Oh, yeah. We go there all the time.
Oh.
And that's where his family's from.
They're from the Metro Detroit area, but yeah, we spend a lot of time
up there. Oh, that's where everyone goes. Okay,
oh,
got
funny.
It. Well,
yeah.
Wonder if he knows Spike.
Oh, he might.
Yeah.
We say
got a radio
it again,
buddy.
Traverse City.
Traverse City.
Yeah.
Not Traverse. Sorry, my bad. Sorry.
Is it two different words?
Yes.
Okay, it's not Traverse City. I'm just wondering. I don't know.
No, yeah, I hear what you're saying. I'm looking right at it, so that was funny.
Oh.
Nope. Two words. Mark Zuckerberg once considered deleting all of your Facebook friends and making everyone start over. The friends aspect has been declining and they wanted people to reconnect with that. So he thought scrapping it and telling you start over was going to be the way. He suggested the idea back in 2022. Because the social aspect of Facebook was declining and thinking this would encourage users to reconnect with Facebook while rebuilding their social connections. So I don't know if he meant to fake some kind of disaster.
Mm.
Sorry, everyone.
Oh.
Or if he was just going to say.
You got to start from. That's such a weird thing to.
They didn't do it, so they must have figured out.
Yeah, that would.
This isn't
going to
go over well, and some people might go.
Have a lot of,
you know what? Now
I
that I don't have any,
I don't
know that, but I would have been on backfire for sure.
I'm going to make myself unfriendable and say, oh, I don't know. I somehow lost my credit. I can't get back on there. Oh well. Sorry, Aunt Martha. I guess I won't be able to see your racist posts anymore.
Let's see here. The problem is mostly it's Meta's fault, though, that you're seeing less of your friends' content on Facebook and Instagram. You're getting a lot more ads, a lot more suggested content.
Mm.
And this is one of the problems I have with it. And I truly don't, I like to check in on Instagram, but I truly don't expect to, what's that term? Doom scroll.
Yes.
And I will end up in that and I have to go, whoa, wait a minute.
Yeah.
I haven't seen any of my friends in the past.
I'm just looking at stuff.
20 posts.
It's one of the reasons I just said, F this. It just doesn't feel healthy. And I was also starting to start to do that on TikTok. Like, okay, I need to, there has to be more to life than this. Scrolling.
My brother lives near
Traverse City.
And it's amazing. Odyssey listener. Chuck in Washington.
Well, we've heard good things about Northern Michigan.
I got married in Monterey. Yeah, Monterey is gorgeous. Yeah. You can't go wrong. Also, Big Sur, about as good as it gets.
Carmel, that whole area area is lovely.
Bob!
Hey, Bob.
My husband's from Detroit.
Oh.
He has told me all about Northern Michigan. We met at University of Michigan, and when he took me to Torch Lake, I remember audibly gasping at how gorgeous it was.
Stunning.
Happy wedding planning.
Aw, thank you.
Yeah. I'm sure it'll be gorgeous.
Torch Lake is like...
What's so great about it?
It looks like the Caribbean. If you take a drone picture of it, it's beautiful.
Like clear, crystal clear blue water. Yeah. And, oh, boy.
Maybe if you play your cards right, you'll get an invite.
Well, if we still know each other at that point, you don't abandon us and break all our listeners' hearts, Bob.
Good luck.
Let's spend some time in Northern Michigan. Sounds great. Torch Lake. The place is gorgeous.
What's coming up?
Oh, well, possibly Eddie Ift. And also, go ahead and swallow your gum.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.